Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, who traveled the world with the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, as a senior advisor to Mr. Pompeo, and is now Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, reflecting on the world of affairs that she left behind her, but not very far behind, because right now, Japan enters the stage left. And Japan represents a power that was destroyed in 1945 and is now an ally of the United States. It's difficult to say the most effective, the most powerful, the most fascinating. Having visited Tokyo for a week of my life, the most amazing ally we could ever have. What an unusual and successful culture. But at the same time, a new prime minister, Kishida, has now arrived in Kyiv. And what does that mean about this conversation in Moscow? Mary, if there's one thing I've learned over the years, is that the Chinese have a chip on their shoulder about Japan, and vice versa. So would you say Kishida to Zelensky is a match for Xi to Moscow?
Oh, certainly, John. The symbolism is huge here, and also appropriate because, of course, modern-day Japan is a democracy that stands on the side of the free world. And Xi Jinping is a totalitarian butcher who stands on the side of a man, Vladimir Putin, who is committing war crimes in Ukraine. So I think the division of the world into blocks of nations, the free world versus the unfree, with a block of nations in the middle, is proceeding apace. We've talked about that on prior broadcasts. Japan's renewed diplomatic vigor is a deeply important development in world affairs, and it's one I think deserves much more attention than it's getting. Prime Minister Kishida has sat down with his South Korean counterpart, President Yoon, and worked to mend ties between those two democracies in North Asia. That has been proven to be a very, very difficult task for his predecessors, but it's proceeding under Kishida and Yoon. It's a major step forward to stabilize relations by these countries that are threatened by China and are two major U.S. allies, by the way. He has gone to visit the Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi. They've long had good ties. Japan built the subway system in New Delhi. There's a lot of investment there. He hosted German Chancellor Scholz just in these last days. And they discussed efforts to establish a legal framework for defense cooperation. They also talked about their joint battle against economic coercion, which was a nod to China, which is, of course, the biggest offender in the world. And now you see him not just going to Ukraine, John. He went not just to the capital, Kyiv, but also to Bucha, the site of war crimes. These are very deliberate decisions. They signal a new seriousness on the part of Tokyo that the United States, Australia, our partners and allies in the region should welcome. Japan is the world's third largest economy. It has vast resources. It has an industrial base that is very well developed, but it is also vulnerable. It's an island nation that needs to import its energy. They have things that would be very helpful to us and to the nations of Asia should China decide to start a conflict, which, you know, there's every indication that they're gearing up to do. So the faster that we can encourage Japan to continue this very positive diplomatic moves forward, the more that we can encourage them to secure their energy supplies, the more we can encourage them to cooperate with nations that they've, you know, historically had trouble with, like South Korea, that should be their friends and partners, the better. And we need to do it quickly. But I've been very impressed with Prime Minister Kishida and this really a diplomatic tour de force that he's recently been engaged in.
Don't be fooled, said the Secretary of State last week. Are people being fooled by the peacemaker in Moscow right now, Mary? We have about a minute.
No. Tokyo has doubled their defense spending. The Philippines has asked the United States to return to military bases in that country, very strategically located. You have the Taiwan president soon embarking on a trip to the United States to rally support for that relationship. You have Australia under a Labor government welcoming an agreement with the United States and the UK to produce nuclear submarines for Australia. It's very clear that the nations of Asia Pacific, particularly those that are geographically close to China, see the threat from Beijing very clearly and are scrambling to get ready for what they see is a certain conflict to come.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.